Good morning, friends. My name is Charlie Newcombe, and I'm the minister of a new church in Huntingdon, Christchurch Huntingdon, which meets at St. Peter's School. Now, is it just me, or is Halloween becoming a bigger and bigger thing each year? Everywhere I look, there seem to be pumpkins, cobwebs, and witches' hats in shop windows and on my Google homepage. Last week, on half term, we narrowly missed a family fright night at a garden centre where you and the whole family can come and get terrified by witches, ghostly figures and scary faces. And we had to turn down the offer. We're not great fans of Halloween. Firstly, our kids are quite young and they find it a bit scary. And secondly, I have some questions about its historical roots and its association with the dead. But actually today, more and more, Halloween's really just a chance to fill the seasonal aisle of the supermarkets with some goods before the Christmas stuff comes out. And certainly in the US, a quarter of the candy sold in the country each year is sold around Halloween. And maybe you'll need some tonight if you get trick-or-treaters around. Well, whether you're a fan of Halloween or not, and that's not really the point today, it does raise a question, doesn't it? Is this world all that there is? Is there such a thing as a spiritual world with both good and bad, right and evil, with a God and with a devil? Well, I wonder if you'd be willing to hear three brief things that Christians believe about the devil for our thought for the day. First of all, he's real. Most people just think of him as a make-believe guy dressed in a red suit with a pointy tail and holding a fork, and he tells you to eat another slice of cake. Well, in a world where we believe in what we see, many people say it's only gullible people that believe in the devil. But actually, those living in Jesus' day would have said it's the other way around. We're gullible to believe that he's not real. Far from being a comic figure, the Bible speaks of him as a dangerous and a personal reality. And I think if we were ever to stand at the gates of Auschwitz, where 1.1 million people were murdered just for being from minority groups, and perhaps if we were to read our news feeds with a bit more care, I wonder if we might be more realistic about the presence of evil and Satan in our world. So, first thought is that Christians believe that the devil is real. Secondly, we believe that he's powerful. I wonder if Satan quite likes it if we only think of him as a comedy figure. He can then slip under the radar and do his work, convincing us that getting involved with tarot cards or clairvoyancy or the occult is just a bit of fun. The Bible actually says that the devil holds the power of death. He's called the tempter, so he loves to whisper little lies in our ears, like it doesn't really matter if you treat that person in that way or everyone else is doing it or forget the consequences. He's also called the accuser. And so his greatest trick is to throw our mistakes from the past in our face and tell us that there's no way out. So first, Christians believe he's real. And second, Christians believe he's powerful. But third, and wonderfully, Christians believe that he's defeated. We believe that when Jesus died on the cross, he struck a decisive blow to the devil and his kingdom. You see, if you follow Jesus Christ, the devil can no longer throw your past in your face. Imagine that, being free from all that accuses you. Wonderfully, Jesus Christ, the light of the world, came to forgive all that is wrong in our lives, and all those who put their hand in his hand can walk in love and life and light. Looking forward to a new world where Satan and evil will be completely eradicated. Jesus said those who follow him will never walk in darkness. That's a wonderful and beautiful thing to think about today amongst the ghosts and the skeletons. One final thing, if you've got 3 minutes today and you'd like to think a little bit more about a Christian perspective on Halloween, can I recommend a brilliant YouTube that's out today by Speak Life, Glenn Scrivener. If you just Google Speak Life Halloween, you'll see a great little 3 minute clip there called Trick or Treat, and I think you'll find it quite thought provoking. Trick or Treat, Glenn Scrivener, just Google Speak Life Halloween. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.